Welcome to the audio weblog of the Hackberry House of Chosun. Today, the birds and me. Three kinds of birds are in my life, talking to me these days. I've been a bird watcher since I was very small. Bird lister, they call folks like me. The sport involves finding a new species somewhere, anywhere, adding him to your list, and going on to the next one. Pretty simple stuff. My list only amounts to about 230 after all this time. But the memories that go with having found a particular bird, the people who were with me, the place where I was visiting, it's a nice way to tie a life together. There's a year-round cardinal, redbird to some of you, in my backyard who literally gives me cheer in the winter. Reminds me he's a birdie other times and seems to welcome me back when I've been away for a while. God has used him as the lifter of my head on more than one occasion. But there are other birds. For 4 years there were large mechanical birds that grumbled and growled as they passed over my house. They mocked me and told me I'd never fly like they do. One day I called their bluff. Now they hum on their transit. They call me to get on board with a smile. It seems they're all heading toward the northeastern part of Asia. Maybe my imagination. Then the other ones. Oh, my. I told you about them before. You remember the birds of Yanji, residents of that Chinese town near North Korea's border? This bird has been nicknamed by some Kochebi, the flower swallow. In actuality, he's a child. But child does not really describe him. He lives in North Korea and surrounding areas. He flits from eating place to eating place, simply trying to survive. No parents, no care at all unless arrested and placed in institutions' cages. There he's often slowly starved, out of sight of any who can do anything about it. If he gets out of the cage, he's a nuisance. He's despised. He becomes a thief. But he's just hungry. Sounds like a bird to me. Surely couldn't be human. The bird watcher in me is stirred. Here's a species I've never seen. But one who only lists birds, what could he do? Unless, of course, the caretaker of all Earth's creatures happens to come along. Kochebi, don't despair. You are loved, after all. Thank you for listening today. For written copies of what you've just heard, go to my homepage here at Sermon Audio, and from the main page, just type in Chosun or Hackberry at the top where it says Find. Click on the link that comes up, and then click on Weblog. Also on my homepage, you'll be able to access all of my written and audio Bible teachings and information about North Korea. Lots of information about North Korea. Please pray with me that God would have His way in Chosun, in North Korea, South Korea, your life, my life. May God have His way, for He deserves His way. Amen.